You sign it ready?
We have a pasuk that, unlike the Constitution of the United States of America that allows for amendments, so the Torah says lo sasifa v'lo sigru mimen. You can't, no amendments are allowed. You can't add anything on. You can't take off any mitzvah. The mitzvah, this pasuk is repeated two sedras later in the beginning and the middle of Parshas Re'eh. It says again, lo sasi v'lo sigra. So the commentaries discuss what is gained by repeating the pasuk. Why do you need it twice? So the Vilna Gaon points out that the Parsha of Sfiras HaOmer, the din of Sfiras HaOmer, also appears twice in the Chumash. First in Parshas Emor, then it's repeated in Parshas Re'eh. Once it's written b'loshen Rabbim u'sfartem b'chem, and the second time it's written b'loshen Yochid shuvashuvas tis balach in the singular. So the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Gemara, and the Gemara is quoting from the Tanoim, from the Sifra, and from the Sifrei, that the whenever you have a parsha that's written twice, once in the singular, once in the plural, so the plural has the connotation of l'chol echad v'yechad. Each and every individual Jew is obligated to count Sfira Sa'im. When it says Shibishuas Tispaloch, in the singular it means Klal Yisrael as a whole has to tell Sfira. How do you have Klal Yisrael as a whole? The Bezna HaGadol should tell Sfira. So that's what they say based on the Vilna Gaon. Some attribute it to the Vilna Gaon, some say based on the Vilna Gaon. Here you have the din of Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra appears twice in the Chumash, once in the singular, once in the plural. So the plural is telling us L'chol Echad V'Echad, each and every individual Jew. When a Kohen goes up to Duchen, he should not add a fourth pasuk. When a person benches Esrig, he shouldn't take a fifth min. Shouldn't take the Dal min. Each individual person, when he fulfills a mitzvah, shouldn't add on. But when the Torah writes Lo Sosif or Lo Sigra in the singular, that's talking to the Bez Nagodol. So this is perhaps the mocker for the Rambam. The Rambam writes a Chiddush that if the Bez Nagodol institutes a Din Midirabbanon and they lead the people to believe that it's really a Din Deraisa, they say that the chicken and milk is Basa B'Cholav and has all the Chumras like Basa B'Cholav Deraisa. They lead the people to believe that this is a real din derisa. So the Rambam says that Bez Nahagadol is in violation of Bal Tosif. So there are two different types of Bal Tosif. One is Al Kol Yachid V'Yachid, one is on the Bez Nahagadol. There's such a similar discrepancy with respect to the Teuchecha. The Teuchecha in B'chukaisai Teilecha V'smisrach, like Tishmor of Asisem, everything is written in the plural. Then when you get to the second Teuchecha that we read, two Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, the Teuchecha and Kisavai, everything is written by Lashon Yachid. Why a discrepancy? So the Mepharshim explained the same. The first Teuchecha was given a Har Sinai. That's the concluding pasuk. Eila Dibri Abis, Shakras Hashem and Esau, the Har Sinai. The second Teuchecha was given by Arbis Maya. Eila Dibri Abis, Shakras Hashem, the Arbis Maya, Mavar Abis, and Shakras Sita Mechir. So the original Krisus Bris at Har Sinai, everybody was a Yochid. So the Torah speaking, teaching every individual Yochid, L'chol Yochid V'Yochid. The second Krisus Bris that was made at Arbis Maya was Bnei Yisrael are about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says the Tziruf of Klal Yisrael, that they constitute one big nation, began Mishavah Yisrael HaSayarden. Only when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, then we blended it to become Al-Pidin, one nation. So the second Teuchecha that's written B'loshen Yochid is speaking to the whole Tzibur. The Tzibur only came into existence at the end of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu started the second Bris at Arbis Maya. It was completed by Yeshua ben Nun when they crossed over the Yarden. So that's the klal of the Vilna Gaon. Whenever you have a parsha that appears twice in the Chumash, once B'loshen Rabbim, once B'loshen Yochid. So when it appears B'loshen Rabbim, it's speaking L'chol Echad V'Yechad. When it appears B'loshen Yochid, it's speaking to Klal Yisrael as a whole, or to the Bez Nagol. Good evening, everybody.